From NPR News in Washington, I'm John Stempen. Authorities are examining the internet postings of a gunman who shot dead two New York City policemen while they sat in a patrol car. Ishmael Brinsley later killed himself during a police chase that led to a subway station. Earlier in the day, Baltimore police believe Brinsley shot and injured his ex-girlfriend before driving to New York. Wayne Lewis of member station WNYC.
Well, the mayor said this is an attack on the foundation of our society, and he was really quick to say that it's not a time for political analysis, but rather a time to think about the families of the two officers. The union president, Patrick Lynch, he said there are a lot of people who have blood on their hands for inciting this violence. And he said it starts at the mayor's office. He then sort of gave a veiled threat, saying that the people responsible will be held accountable, although it's a little bit unclear at this time what he means and what the union plans after the funerals.
President Obama condemned the murders. The sheriff in Milwaukee is criticizing protesters who disrupted freeway traffic Friday, leading to 74 arrests. Chuck Quirnbach of Wisconsin Public Radio says it's a dispute stemming from a white police officer killing an African-American man.
Protesters have been demanding criminal charges be filed against now-fired police officer Christopher Manny for the April shooting of Dontre Hamilton in a local park. They blocked Interstate 43 in downtown Milwaukee to call attention to their demands. Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark says it was a mob activity.
Mob behavior will result in an arrest. That is a guarantee.
Dontre Hamilton's brother, Nathaniel Hamilton, says he's sorry that some motorists were inconvenienced, but he's not sorry about highlighting his family's concerns. The freeway protesters may be fined about $600 apiece. For NPR News, I'm Chuck Quirnbach in Milwaukee.
Gay couples who want to marry in Florida are hoping Friday's Supreme Court decision to stay out of the issue means they can wed next year. Nancy Klingener of member station WLRN says the legal situation is far from clear.
The ACLU challenged Florida's ban on gay marriage in federal court, and in August, the judge ruled in its favor. The U.S. Supreme Court has left that ruling in place, but it's unclear if that means gay marriage will soon be legal across the state. A law firm representing court clerks says the federal ruling applies to just one county, and other clerks could be charged with a first-degree misdemeanor if they issue marriage licenses. That leaves couples like Lee Jones and Aaron Huntsman of Key West in limbo.
Kind of like eating spaghetti with a knife.
Huntsman says he hopes Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi will take the high court ruling as a cue and drop opposition altogether. For NPR News, I'm Nancy Klingener in Key West.
And you're listening to NPR News from Washington. Russian President Vladimir Putin is strongly reacting to new Western sanctions over Russia's annexation of Crimea. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports officials there are threatening to retaliate.
The United States and the European Union both announced new sanctions against Russia, targeting investment in Crimea's tourism and oil industries. Canada imposed travel bans on more Russian leaders and banned the sale of some oil technologies to Russian firms. President Vladimir Putin responded in a speech to security agents, saying no one would intimidate or isolate his country. The foreign ministry in Moscow says Russia will retaliate for the latest sanctions. Russia has previously retaliated for sanctions by banning food imports from the United States and the EU. That action also hurt Russia's economy by boosting inflation. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Moscow.
Cuban President Raul Castro says Cuba will not abandon communism. Castro spoke to the National Parliament Saturday. The U.S. and Cuba are taking steps to normalize relations after more than a half century of animosity. Meanwhile, in Miami's Little Havana, demonstrators marched against President Obama, calling him a traitor. Freddy Swastagi is one of those who disagrees with the president.
Disappointment. Just because of the struggle that's been going on. And then just to come up and flip a switch and say, okay, well, all that effort you guys put into trying to, you know, solve an issue that you had, and now, you know what, I'm going to throw that out the window and go with the new plan.
Demonstrators chanted, Obama, traitor. I'm John Stempen, NPR News.